Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, now with 50% less calories. I am Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about health and athleticism and muscles and why that's really the number one attractiveness for women, at least according to some studies. Then we're going to talk about some other studies that say that women disagree with that. And then I'm going to talk about why it's probably both, depending on where women are in their lives, and that if you are out of the game, you still need to stay healthy. But if you're in the game and you still want to date a little bit, getting in shape is probably one of the best things you can do to get some attention from the ladies. So we'll jump right into it. And I found this interesting. It's a little bit older, and it shows this really ripped dude. But women often say, like, oh, I want a nice guy. I want a sweet guy. I want a successful guy, a guy that's loving and caring. But then 80% of people that are meeting today are meeting on dating apps. Well, you can't find out if someone is caring or nice or sweet, or you can't find any of that on a dating app. Yeah, people put it out there. I've put it on dating apps in the past. I know a lot of you have. And they've even shown videos right here on YouTube of people doing this, and they get nothing. But in the meantime, they'll put on a picture like you see here at the top of my screen of Captain Muscles here. And they'll even put, like, he's a pretty bad, awful person, and he still gets a lot of attention. So let's read what the study says, and then we'll talk about another study that kind of supports that and then one that disagrees, and we'll go down through it. They say women really do rate the strongest man as the most attractive. Male gym rats rejoice. Women, when asked in a study to judge photos of men's bodies, rated the strongest men as the most attractive. Height and leanness were appealing attributes too, but strength played an outsized role in the ratings of a man's torso, per a report published Tuesday in the Proceedings of Royal Society B. I know some friends that are gym rats. They're not hulks, but they are very cut. And if they were to wear like a tight, clingy shirt, you can see every muscle. They get a lot of attention. And some of them are like around my height, 5'7", 5'8". So there is some truth to that. No one will be surprised by the idea that strong men are more attractive, says study author Aaron Lukaszewski, an evolutionary psychologist at California State University at Fullerton. It's no secret that women like strong, muscular guys. There was no nuance to these results, he said. Zero. Zero of the 160 women surveyed showed a statistical preference for weaker men. Now, what I find is interesting about this is that, obviously, if you're just showing photo of men and you say, which do you prefer, the weaker, skinnier guys or the more muscular guys? Of course, women are going to select the more muscular guys. They don't even get into their personalities and so on and so forth. So there is something to be said for that as well. They say it's so obvious, people are going to wonder why scientists needed to study it, said Holly Dunsworth, an anthropologist at the University of Rhode Island, who was not involved in the research. And the answer would be because they want to know if these how these preferences evolved. Lukaszewski and his co-authors created a photo database of shirtless or tank top wearing male college students, all from the University of California at Santa Barbara. The men's heads were digitally obscured. Dunsworth described the overall effect as faceless, soulless blockheads above the torso. It's nice to see evolutionary psychology treating everyone like pieces of meat, she said, not just women. 60 of the shirtless men were recruited from the university gym. 130 students were enrolled in psychology courses. The researchers quantified the students' physical attributes via weightlifting machines, grip strength tests, and other measures. So basically, the stronger they were, the stronger they looked, the stronger they looked, the more attention they got. The raters were students in their teens, early 20s, enrolled at Oklahoma State University and Australia's Griffith University. Men and women were asked to judge how attractive or strong they thought the men were on a scale of 1 to 7. It turns out we are good at guessing a stranger's strength. Perceptions of strength closely align with a man's actual strength. Researchers also discovered a linear relationship between a man's rated strength and his attractiveness. What really explains the lion's share in attractiveness is how strong a man looks. And they go on just a couple more paragraphs here. I'll leave the links below as always. But you kind of get the point. Basically, if a guy looks stronger, he actually is stronger. Like, you can actually tell how strong somebody is by how muscular they are. And because, as they said here, they were rated for how strong they looked on a scale of 1 to 7, and it turns out they were good at guessing a stranger's strength. So You know, I've said this multiple times, whether you guys are into dating or out of dating, whatever, you need to keep in shape. And I'm even getting out of shape. I've probably put on 15 pounds, 20 pounds since the lockdowns began. I need to get back to the gym. I'm very good at giving my own advice sometimes, but I need to get back to it too. And because I can see the differences, you know, my traps, my shoulders are getting smaller, my pecs are getting smaller. And I've noticed that also in the past when I've worked out and I was in really good shape, I could be in the line at the grocery store and the cashier would be flirting with me a little bit. Now I don't get a second look anywhere. That's probably the chubby cheeks. Well, let's take away just the body and let's go now to looks. And this is from Live Science. Men's looks matter more to women or more than women admit. Now, here's the big part of that. Men's looks matter more than women admit. Now, I've done this study on another video I did, so I'm not going to go too in depth in it. I'm just going to hit the first couple of paragraphs because I did this story about 4 months ago on this specific article. But it says, even if a guy has a great personality, a woman looking for a date still hopes he's at least a little cute, a new study suggests. Researchers asked young women ages 15 to 29 to choose potential dates from a series of photographs and descriptions, while the women's mothers, age 37 to 61, were asked to select possible boyfriends for their daughters using the same information. Results showed that a man's looks influenced both groups of women more strongly than his personality profile. Looks matter, you see. This held true even if a man's profile was filled with highly desirable personal qualities, such as being respectful, honest, and trustworthy. So here we have a study that says, hey, here's good-looking guy, or here's muscular guys, women love them the most. Here's good-looking guys versus the guys that are respectful and honest and nice, and they held secondary even when they boosted them against their looks. So we know looks matter. Now, the reason why this is important is a lot of us can't do much about our face. Yes, you can go get plastic surgery. Yes, if you've broken your nose, you can go get it straightened out a little bit. But, you know, I mean, other than at least the symmetry is probably the most important. If you've got a nose that kind of swings off that way, that's one of the big judgments. The second is a square jawline, a very sharp jawline. You can fake it a little bit with a beard. Just a hint for you guys. You can trim the beard to be square. But a square jawline, symmetrical face, athletic, or at least muscular, you've got a pretty good shot of getting attention. And that's the good thing. Now, if you have none of that and you're not interested in dating again, just be healthy for your own health's sake. But let's give it the sniff test. And the word I use, sniff test, is when you get milk or cream or any dairy product or anything, food, and you're not sure if it's good, one of the first things you should always do is give it a little smell, the sniff test, to see if it's good. So let's give this a sniff test. A study of 68,000 people has determined what women really look for in a partner, and it's not money or a muscular body. Let me get down to the key information. New research from the University of Göttingen. I hope I'm saying that right, Göttingen, in probably Germany. It may have gotten us a bit more clarity on what women really want. Researchers analyzed the answers from 68,000 people in 180 countries. Big study. Overall, they found a personality comes out on top with 88.9% of women. So almost 90% of women considering kindness a very important trait in a partner. Close behind were supportiveness and intelligence, which were chosen by 86.5% and 72.3% of women, respectively. Let's give that the sniff test. Are the guys that are getting the most attention on dating apps? Because if this was true, and I say dating apps so much because that's where 80% of people are meeting today. Okay. If this were true, let's look at the sniff test. You could put up a profile that doesn't have your photo. You could put up a profile that has an average photo and you could say, I'm kind, I'm sweet, I love my parents, I have lots of friends, I have a dog that is very loyal to me and I've trained very well. I have lots of friends. My job is okay. And I go to the gym twice a week. And here's a picture of me, and they show an average guy. Let's give it the sniff test. Do these guys get a lot of attention? Let's see if I've got an appropriate sound for this. Oh, nobody. Nobody is. Because the thing of it is that if that were true, a guy could put up an average picture, an average profile, average income, average body, but I'm nice and I'm sweet and I'm kind, and he'd get attention. But no, it's the good-looking people that do. But let's go back to the other study I just talked about. Right here, let's look at the title of this. Why is my web browser frozen? Men's looks matter more than women admit. Well, in the other study, they weren't admitting it. And if you give it the sniff test, what do we know? We know muscular guys, attractive guys, get the most attention on the dating profiles, and the dating profiles are mostly where it's at. Now, there are some exceptions, because a lot of these studies do talk about younger people. But what about the older women? Older women will marry a guy that is a good provider, that is sweet and kind and intelligent and supportive, but it doesn't mean that she stays faithful to him, or she doesn't decide after 10 or 15 years of being bored in the marriage and she wants the butterflies, that she doesn't leave to go chase Chad, that she doesn't go leave to be with this hot, attractive guy. Or there's stories I've done where the woman can't stop thinking about the hot, attractive guy, and so she wants to be single again to explore that. She does, and then when she hits late 30s, 40s, she goes, oh my gosh, I'm going to be alone forever. Now, just for fun, I've pulled up some dating profiles that were found on Tinder. And let's look at these. Now, again, this is not a subset of all women. Not saying that, but let's say you're swiping, and after a few of these profiles, isn't this enough to A, confirm the reports that are out there, and then B, tell a guy, hey, maybe I'm really not interested in doing this. So I've blurred and removed names and all that good stuff. Here we go. Number one, brutally honest bio. I'm not on Tinder looking for a husband, but someone to buy me Louis Vuitton bags and little gifts would be nice. That sounds more like money and less about personality to me. It sounds like she's looking for money, but maybe I could be wrong. I'm still looking for respect and effort and someone to have a laugh with. I'm also probably not going to sleep with you, but you can talk to me every day and take me out with your friends, and I'll totally pretend that we're sleeping together. And if you already know me, hey, don't be a stranger. So if you made it this far, let's hear your best pickup line. So everyone stand in line and prepare to jump through hoops and entertain her and try to win her attention so that you win the opportunity to buy her things and you get nothing back in return. I don't know about you, but, and this is from a 20-year-old. So as a young guy that's trying to date 20-year-olds, that when you see this, this is enough. Now, Chad Alpha Dude might be like, you know what? I know if I match with her, she's going to want to get with me. And he may swipe with her. He may not. But the average guy that's got a couple of twigs in his head to rub together is going to say, no, not in this lifetime, not ever. But she's 20, so she's still got another 20 years out there that she may eventually try to become marriage material, and you may run into her when she's 36. Not good news. Okay, let's check out another one. Here's 28. Let's see what trash Tinder brings to my doorstep. Now, for me, that makes it sound like if I match with you, automatically you're calling me trash. But maybe that's just me. If you don't have over 100K in your savings yet, don't make over 300 grand a year, then go away. Make enough to never work again, you're on the top of the list. Long term only. Oh, so she's looking for serious guys. Looking for serious money. I am a gold digger and a men's rights activist. That is a combination I don't think I've ever heard before. I didn't know it existed. Nerds preferred, but not mandatory. So she's definitely not looking for the body. Although I have a feeling she'd probably still sleep with the body, but want to long-term date the guy with the money. I don't hear much about the guy's personality in this profile. Maybe she just forgot it. Let's move on to another one. I've only got a couple more. Now, here's where the tables flip a little bit again. And this is when they talk about long-term relationships or finding someone special, right? 49, and I'm probably going to guess she's Maori because she's got the tattoo on her face. So she's probably a Kiwi. Good luck, you New Zealand gentlemen. She says, straight up real, I know right. Integrity and values, morals matter. Searching for a guy and a sense of direction. Happy mind and body, family oriented. Know what he's looking for on good old Tinder. Looking for more than a messenger date. Not into one-nighters or playboys. Real straight-up man, thanks. Non-smoker. So if you believe from your inner truths, you're searching for the same. Let's chat. If not, keep swiping. Happy days. It sounds like she maybe is looking for that personality. She didn't mention money. She didn't mention good looks or height or anything like that. So at 49, it appears maybe that's the swing where she's now ready to look for somebody that's got a little bit more personality to him. Let's look at one last one. This is 44, busy working mom of three, ages 15, 12, and 5. Please pass on by if that's an issue, which it clearly seems to be for some of you. Sorry, guys, but 5'10 plus works for me as I can't be the tallest of the two. Hey, if she's tall and she wants to date only taller guys, I get it, but that does weed out a lot of them. Would love to find a genuine person to share great times and fulfilling relationships with. Not sure this is the right place, though. I've just given up hope. Cozy nights in and out at a nice pub, good food, long walks, beaches, weekends away. Cinema is a push. So it sounds like she's maybe ready to settle down and find somebody that is kind and caring and loving at the age of 44. So I think what's important to remember here is that in many ways, I think that younger women are looking for athletic, good-looking guys to date, to sleep with, to be with. Those guys, however, are in high demand, and so they aren't able to lock them in. And then as they get a little bit older, they maybe have kids from these past relationships with these guys. Maybe they got into a marriage that didn't work out so well. As they age a little bit, their choices decrease. They're not getting the attention from the good-looking guys. Then they go to maybe the money, maybe the personality, maybe if he's a nice guy that's not going to leave me, or someone I can finally relax with and not feel like I'm going to be left. But it seems many times when it gets to that point, what guy wants to say, okay, yeah, but now you're older, now you've got someone else's kids, now you're interested maybe in my life that I've built for the last 20 years, and I feel used. I feel like you're just coming to me after I've already kind of succeeded in the race. I've put the last 20 years of my life into working hard and saving, and now you want to show up and say, hey, can I be a part of this? You know, and I've mentioned it in a couple other videos where women don't want to run the race with their husband or their boyfriend. They don't want to run the race together. They want to wait near the end, and whoever crosses the finish line first or in the lead, they want to kind of hop on and say, hey, can I join this? So I think it's both. I think women do want the athletic. Then they go to the personality and the money. But here's the weird thing. When they have the personality and the money and the stability, they still want to go back to the good-looking, muscular, athletic, handsome guy for the fun. Because that, and I think, and you know, I can't really give women a hard time for this. I'm not saying that this is their fault or they're bad for doing it. I think it's genetic. I think there is something in our DNA, and I know this as a guy that it's true, that tells you as a woman, I want to be with this guy because he's athletic, he's strong. That's the DNA. That's the kid I want to have. And even if I'm not planning on having kids, I certainly wouldn't mind trying because that's what gets my juices flowing. And for guys, we do it the same way. Now, I don't know many of you that are like, I like a girl that looks like a stick figure. You know, I don't like a beanpole. Some guys like more pronounced curves. Some guys like thinner, but with bubble butts and bobs. But usually the bob size and the butt size and wider hips are all a sign of something that guys go, I kind of like that. That is also kind of I know that means she, at least the lizard brain says, I know she can feed kids and I know she can have kids and the odds of her surviving it from way back in the day before medicine and all that are better. So I'm wired to want to procreate with that. And now the difference is at what rates do men and women say, I'm not going to do that because it's dishonest or it's cheating or I'll get in trouble with the courts. Now, maybe guys back in, I don't know, 40s, 50s, 20s, 30s, 19, whatevers, maybe those guys were saying, hey, I can get younger and hotter, and I've already got the old maid over here with the kids, but I want that. And maybe they did do this. I haven't looked into any of the old studies, but maybe they went for those younger women. And that left mom and the kids, without an income and really struggling. And then the welfare state came out, and then the courts started to side for women more, and then there's child support. And now it's women that get to say, hey, there's no penalties for me. The penalties went from nothing on guys to it's all on guys. So no guys are penalized, but I'm not. And now I can jump out there and do so maybe we need to get back to a fault state divorce where whoever's fault it is, well, they're the ones that are going to have to suffer for it. I don't know. But I think until all this gets resolved, the takeaway is going to be this. If you're young and single and are happily single, work out. Keep your health. you know, if you feel that waistband getting a little tight, don't go buy new clothes. Go hit the gym, hit a diet for a month or two, get back into the slimmer clothes and develop some muscles, and you might get some attention. And maybe then you'll say, hey, you know what, I'm going to casually date. I'm going to dip my toe in the pond and have some fun times with some girls. Maybe that'll be you. And if you definitely are out there looking to date and looking for more attention, just hit the gym. Just get rock solid, because the worst thing that's going to happen to you is you remain single, but you're in really good shape, and you look at the mirror and kind of go, yeah, put a smile across your own face. That's the worst thing, and you live longer, and you feel better, and your testosterone's higher, and your estrogen's lower, because as you gain weight, you lose testosterone and gain estrogen. So you feel better, you feel stronger, you're more energetic, you get a drive for life. That's the worst case scenario. Best case is you get all that. Plus, you start getting some attention, and maybe you get asked out, or at least get enticed to ask a woman out, and you can go that route. But either way, that's what it looks like. So I think it's both. I think women will want to sleep and date Chad, you know, Mr. Athletic, Mr. Good Looking. They'll want to marry and use Mr. Provider, and then go be with Chad. Well, which guy would you rather be? The guy that's providing with the risk of losing her to a muscular guy that's attractive that she wants to be with? Or would you rather be the muscular attractive guy that the women are like, how you doing? Now, as always, if she's married or she's in a relationship, we don't take advantage of that. And we don't do that because that, at least in my opinion, if you guys want to do it, that's your thing. I'm not here to tell you what you should do. But I would say that being a man that's been on the receiving end of being cheated on and hurt and having a woman go out and step out behind your back, the last thing I'd want to do is knowingly be the guy that did that to another guy just for a piece of tail. That's pretty low. I'm not too cool with that. But again, that's my moral standings. That doesn't have to be yours. You do you. If you sleep at night and you're okay with that, hey, then that's all you, right? Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Thank you guys very much for those of you that have donated directly to me with either BTC, a little Satoshi action, or to my PayPal, or join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor, now with fewer calories. I am Joker, and remember, if you want to be happy, healthy, hit that gym. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Hit the gym. If you want attention from women, hit the gym a little bit more than maybe you need to. Build that muscle. Get that attention.